Hercules may have slayed a lion and a nine-headed hydra beast, but he was no match for Scarlett Johansson this weekend.
I'm not even sure that mankind is ready for it.
Johansson's Lucy topped the box office, earning $44 million in its opening weekend, well above expectations. But that doesn't make up for the fact that overall summer box office receipts are in a slump, down 20% compared to last year, according to The Hollywood Reporter. To talk about why, we turn to Paul DeGarabedian. He's a senior media analyst with RenTrak, a company that measures TV and movie viewing. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Audie. Thank you.
Was 2013 really that great? I mean, the movie Iron Man 3 brought in $400 million.
That's right. One movie or two movies can make or break a summer. And last summer was that good. The summer of 2013 was an absolute record breaker, kicking off with Iron Man 3, which opened with $174.1 million. Fast forward a year later to the kickoff of the summer of 2014, and the kickoff movie was The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which opened with $91.6 million. So it's all about the product and getting that audience excited to go out to the movie theater.
So who are the ticket buyers that are skipping out on going to the theater?
Well, I think the ones who have been skipping out a little bit are the 18 to 24-year-old males who have been the bread and butter of the summer movie season for decades. And now it seems that Hollywood should be chasing the younger females or the female audience in general. If you look at Maleficent, The Fault in Our Stars, Tammy, and most recently Lucy, you have female protagonists leading these movies, and these are the titles that have actually been doing very well and not underperforming like so many others.
Last summer's hits were encouraging for makers of sequels and prequels and discouraging for people who put out new and original stories. This summer, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that 2015 is going to be the biggest summer of all time, I predict already, and 2015 will be the biggest box office year of all time. So we're down right now, but the movie industry has a way of always bouncing back. It's the natural ebb and flow and definitely the nature of the box office beast.
So 2015 is going to be the biggest summer of all time. You're saying it here for the record.
Why? I'm saying it here. Absolutely. I mean, it's going to kick off with Avengers Age of Ultron. Then that's going to be followed up with a new Mad Max movie. We're going to have Jurassic World. We're going to have a Pixar movie, Inside Out, Terminator, Ant-Man, Minions, spinoff of Despicable Me. So there's a lot of big movies in the mix. And for 2015 overall, you've got the next James Bond movie, you've got the new Star Wars movies, and in terms of where we sit a year from now, we'll be talking about a 20% advantage over 2014, not a 20% deficit versus last year where we're sitting right now.
So it sounds like you're saying 2015 is all about more proven properties, more sequels, more stuff aimed at the demographic you say wasn't really turning out this summer.
Well, therein lies the rub. It is the sequels that bring people out in a big way. For instance, this summer, Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise did very well worldwide, but not as big as people expected in North America. But it wasn't a known commodity. Tom Cruise is, but this wasn't part of a franchise. So no question in 2015, we're going to see more franchises, more branded entertainment, like 50 Shades of Grey, which comes out Valentine's. So it's about brands that people know. For instance, like this year, which had The Fault in Our Stars, based on that best-selling novel. So when people know what they're getting, they're more likely to part with their hard-earned dollars at the box office.
Paul DeGarabedian, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Audie. I appreciate it.
Paul DeGarabedian, he's a senior media analyst with RenTrak, a company that measures audiences for the movie and television industries. We spoke to him about the dip in domestic box office sales this summer.